This is my husband, Al Segovian.
Thank you, sweetheart. Please be seated. Well, after hearing these songs and the messages from our Father, we're just going to call this a love-in. Yes, if you'll notice, the common thread through every song and what we've heard, like I said, is the love of God. And so this brings me to the title of this morning's sharing, which is simply Love and Fear. You know, you guys can relate to this, but there are things in life that we simply run out of, such as gas, money, time, and how about storage space? I've ran out of that already. Matter of fact, tomorrow we've got someone coming to help me clear out some of the garage. But love is part of our makeup. That's who we are. God gives us that. He's showed us that from the beginning. So we never have to go anywhere to fill up or go without. Amen? God has given us a heart to generate this love for you and I, which causes us to overcome the fears of the world. When we exercise this quality which God first demonstrated to man, we can bring peace and joy to a soul. When you're out there at Agape Now, work, school, or just going for a walk, the world is beckoning for love. And what better love to show them than the love God has? We're carrying it. We don't have to fill up anywhere. We didn't run out of space or run out of it. So when you have the opportunity to bless someone's life with the love of God, do it. Yesterday, my dog barked telling me the mailman's here. And I said, oops, I forgot to close the door. He's not going to stop. So I ran out there to catch him, and it was a young lady, not a regular carrier. So I introduced myself, and I said, do you have mail for us? She goes, yeah, I put it in your mailbox. She goes, when I went up there, I saw your dog's beautiful blue eyes. I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, because the other mailman will not stop. He'll keep on going. So bottom line is, I asked her how long she's been doing this letter carrying, and she said 90 days. I said, so you're still under probation? She goes, yep. I said, how about I pray for you? And she goes, sure. So she stopped with her mailbag and stuff, and we prayed. What was I doing? Extending the love of God. That's what was in my heart to do for her. Did I know her? No. Does it matter? No. Does God's love matter? Absolutely. So we had a sweet little five-minute break, and I wished her success. Now, I want you to try and imagine if man was created without the ability to love. What a cold heart, cold, hard, and distant world this would be. Forgiveness probably wouldn't happen if love wasn't in us. But not the fear, it is. It abounds in us. We just need to release it. Let's never run out of this precious attribute that God has given us, huh? God's go-to choice is love. The evil one's go-to choice is fear. He tries to fear the love out of us. So, the only verse of Scripture that we're going to look at when it comes to fear is, if you go to 1 John 4:18, please. First John chapter 4 and verse 18. They'll be up on the screen if you don't have a Bible. We know this verse. But again, we're talking about love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. He that feareth is not mature in love. We are constantly growing in God's love. We want to get mature with that love. Okay? So, it's very vital in our lives that we do that and enjoy that. This love here is agape, okay? But we're going to look at three types of love mentioned in the Bible this morning. So let's start with Philadelphia, okay? The Greek word for love of the brethren. Brotherly love, beloved, dearly loved of the brethren, which expresses experienced based love. Philadelphia is the most general type of love you'll find in the scriptures. The concept of brotherly love that unites believers is unique to Christians. How about that one? Jesus said that it would be an identifier of his followers, you and I. And what better way to be identified with, right? As in, please go to Romans 12:10. Yeah, we want to be identified by that. Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly what? Love. Love. That's a Philadelphia. In honor, preferring one another. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about those around us in the family of God. And what better way to show the love of God by honoring each other? We're there to comfort people when they're in sorrow, and we're there to laugh and clap when they're celebrating something. So we're part of God's family, knit together by his love, something that's stronger than physical ties. The bonds of, Bob mentioned it earlier, the Spirit. We heard that manifestation. More than human blood? Nope, it's the blood of Jesus Christ. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we can give. The second love I want to look at is eros. It's another form of love, meaning sensual or romantic love within the boundaries of marriage, like husband and wife. Let's look at Proverbs 5, 18 and 19, please. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee all the time, and be thou ravished always with her. My sweet Shati, I'm ravished always with her. And now, please go to Ecclesiastes 9, 9. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. When you have a hard day at work, have a hard day wherever, knowing that you can come home to a woman who truly loves you and will get rid of that stuff. Like Shati mentioned earlier, let's leave the world outside. Do the same thing with your marriage. Leave the world outside. Love her up, and she loves you back. It's a two-way street, and it's paved with love. Amen? And now, the greatest love of all, agape. It is where we get agapeo from this root word. Now, agape is the highest of the types of love found in the Bible. And why wouldn't it be? It's all about God. This term defines God's immeasurable, incomparable, and his infinite love for his family, you and I. It never runs out. Matter of fact, you could just say, Father, can you love me? And he's saying, I already am, and there's more to come. Otherwise known as the love of God. We hear that a lot. Agape love is first perfect, unconditional, thank God, and pure. Go to John 3:16. We've seen this verse before, but I want to break it down a little bit. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe there's a lot of Christians that gloss over this verse. Oh, yeah, I know that verse. For God, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? It says, for God so loved the world. Do you know how many of us are off the mark or who are just, but God so loved the world. It doesn't say, for God so liked the world. For God so, I love the world a little bit. No, he so loved the world. And you can ask yourself, I have, why me? Why me? Because God knew that I would be a part of his family and believe and make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior, and that God raised him from the dead. That's why God so loved the world. And he's given us everlasting life. Yes, we're breathing and moving about the world right now, but we've got a future package plan. And this, if you will want to call it retirement or whatever, I call it retirement, will never stop. It will never stop. It's infinite. So I would ask you now to turn to Romans 5:5, please. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our what? Hearts. Our hearts. By the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. God's the best giver known to man. We should follow his example. We should follow Jesus Christ's example. How loving was he? How giving was he? We can do the same in greater things. Look at 1 John 3:1, please. I'm going to read this out of the NLT. 1 John 3:1. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. And this is what we are and who we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that. We are God's children because they don't know him. They don't know the best love known to man. So it's our job, if you will, to give it to them. God says in his word time and time again, speak the good news. Hold forth the good news. What does that mean? Open your heart and your mouth. Don't be afraid, not of what our Heavenly Father has done for us. By all means. Now go to same book, 1 John, but in chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, please. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is what? Love. Love. In this was manifested the love of God towards who? You and I, us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we would live through him. Jesus Christ is the perfect example for us to follow. If a crazy reason comes in your head, say, oh, I don't know what to do next, open the Bible. See what Jesus Christ would have done in those situations. Remember, there's nothing new under the sun. Now, following Jesus Christ's resurrection, Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, agape. Peter answered Jesus Christ three times. But he did. That he did, rather. But the love Peter expressed was agapeo, just to love, or a friendship like brotherly love. Let's go to John 21:15. We're going to go 15 through 17. We'll put one verse at a time up here. John 21:15. So when they had dined, Peter with Jesus, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. We're going to get to feed my lambs here in a moment. Next verse. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. Last verse. He said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? What? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep what? The love of God, God's word, the right way to live. Feed them as we do here in our own ministry. God says, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Feed them what? The sports news? Feed them the stock market and where it's going? What's on the menu? No, the love of God. Feed him what God wants them to know. He'll know. God will give him the words, as he does with manifestations. Peter had not yet received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. He was incapable of agape love. But after Pentecost, Peter was so full of the love of God that he spoke from his heart. And that's where we need to speak from. He spoke from his heart, and 3,000 people were converted. Hallelujah. When was the last time you converted 3,000 people like that? I haven't. But you know what? It's okay. One by one. One by one. And then you may get up to the 3,000 or 4,000. You've got until you fall asleep anyway. I try and do that every day at work, at home, with the male person, is to give them the good news so that they can be converted. Don't let 3,000 scare you. It's just showing you how mighty and powerful God's word is and the love that Peter's heart was filled with. One at a time. One at a time. One by one. In closing, let me say this. We know that love is one of the most powerful emotions humans can experience. You know this. When your heart is broken, it's just your world's crumbling. Well, no one hits you physically. It's an emotion. It's a love emotion. And man was created with love. For Christian believers, love is the truest test of genuine faith. It's the truest test of genuine faith. Amen? Love in its many forms is what we must share with others as God intended. I challenge us to live more with love and less with fear. Amen? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this reality in our lives. We not only heard it in the songs, but we heard it in the manifestations. Your love is huge. It's endless. It's an ingredient in our lives to use, Father, as we speak to those out there and in the family of God. There's no better lubrication for our hearts than love. So I just thank you for each person here this morning, those who have called in, those who are on Facebook, for the love they can hold forth and share, where you, Father, showed us first. And so I just thank you for the opportunities presented before us to share this love in Jesus' name. Amen.